Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Padres trailed early in this game, but that was just the beginning of the story here in Game 2. Let's tell you how it went down with our game highlights.
Let's listen back to the most exciting plays from today's game with today's game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
A scoreless first inning for both Blake Snell and Aaron Nola, but the Phillies struck in the second. Bryce Harper led off the inning with a single. Nick Castellanos blooped one into right field for another single. Alec Bohm was next.
1-0 to Bohm. Here comes the pitch. No bunt. And a little liner over the head of the second baseman into right center field. That's a base hit. Harper rounding third. He'll come in and score. Castellanos trying to go first to third. He will. Now the ball kicks away from Manny, but backed up by Snell. Either way, that will allow Bohm to advance from first to second. And the Phillies take a 1-0 lead here on three balls that just barely got out of the reach of the Padre defenders.
Snell then struck out Gene Segura for out number one. After that, Matt Vierling dug in.
Right-handed hitter against Blake. Swings at the first pitch. Hits it in the air to right. Soto tracking it back towards the corner. Fighting the sun. Can't make the catch. Bounced in behind him. And at least one run is going to score. Soto with a quick recovery sends it home. And so Castellanos comes in. Everybody, of course, had to wait, expecting Soto to be able to make the catch. He could not. And so Bohm advances only to third. The batter, Vierling, ends up at second base with what I guess is going to be called an RBI double. But Soto, who made an error a couple of moments ago on a throw, now unable to defeat the garish sun. And the Phils with some tremendous batted ball luck here in the second inning against Blake Snell.
Some great luck indeed, and a poor defensive sequence there for Juan Soto battling the sun. It was 2-0 Philadelphia in the second. Edmundo Sosa was next.
Here's the 1-1. Sosa, broken bat flare out into left field. Profar charges in, can't make the catch. Again, everybody had to wait and see. The throw comes into second base. It'll be an RBI single for Sosa as Bohm crosses the plate. And now 3-0 Phillies here in the second.
Phillies got another run on Kyle Schwarber's RBI ground out. A four-run second inning. Much of it not really to the fault of Blake Snell. Some soft contact, some shoddy defense by the Padres, and that ended up leading to a four-run second inning. Padres trailed 4-0 going to the bottom half of the second. They responded against Aaron Nola. Brandon Drury led off.
And the 1-0 pitch hammered towards the left field corner. That one is up, and it is gone! A home run! Brandon Drury with his second hit of the postseason. A laser down the left field line. Just got it over that little fence in the left field corner. And the Padres are on the board. 4-1 Phillies in the second.
Padres weren't done. Josh Bell got the crowd right back on its feet.
Now Josh Bell, switch hitter, batting left-handed. Nola's first pitch, hit in the air, deep down the right field line, headed towards the pole. This one is gonna go! A home run for Josh Bell. And on back-to-back pitches, the Padres hit back-to-back homers, and it's a 4-2 game in the second.
Score stayed 4-2 for a while. Snell and Nola matching zeros until the bottom half of the fifth inning. Ha-Sung Kim led off with a single against Nola. Trent Grisham hit a ball well to center, but not well enough for out number one. Then it was Austin Nola, Aaron's brother, at the plate.
Here's the 0-2. Kim runs and a base hit into right field. Hit and run to perfection. Kim's on his way to third. He will turn on his way. Segura cuts it. No throw home. And Austin gets Aaron again. It's a one-run game in the bottom of the fifth.
What a beautiful piece of hitting by Austin Nola.
Jerks and Profar singled, sending Nola to third. Juan Soto stepped in.
Here it is, and Soto swings, hammers it towards the right field corner. That will get down, and a fair ball bouncing up against the wall. Nola has scored. The game is tied. Profar held it third, and Soto an RBI double. 4-4 in the fifth.
Nola bounced back to strikeout Manny Machado. The Phillies went to lefty Brad Hand to face Jake Cronenworth. The count went to 2-2, and Hand hit Cronenworth with a pitch. That brought Brandon Drury to the plate with the bases loaded. The game tied at 4. The count ran to 3-2.
Ready for another 3-2 from Hand. Runners go. Here's the pitch, and Drury swings. Lots one into center field. That'll get down to the base hit. Profar has scored. Here comes Soto. A two-run single for Brandon Drury. And the Padres have come all the way back. 6 unanswered runs, and they lead for the first time today.
The Padres weren't done. Josh Bell was next.
And the sliders hit hard into right field. And a base hit. He got it past Hoskins. Cronenworth will score. Drury's on his way to third. Another one. And it's 7-4 San Diego in the fifth.
Much like Saturday night, the house was absolutely rocking again. A 5-run fifth inning. To that point, 7 unanswered runs after trailing 4-0. Padres led 7-4. Andrew Bilotti replaced Hand and stranded the bases loaded to finally get the Phillies out of the inning. Nick Martinez stranded a runner on third base in a scoreless sixth inning. He put together a 1-2-3 frame in the seventh. In the bottom half, right-hander David Robertson entered for the first time in this series out of the Phillies' bullpen. Manny Machado was there to greet him.
Here it comes on 2-2, and Manny swings, hits it in the air, deep to left center field. This one way back, good to go! On the ninth pitch of the at-bat, Manny Machado extends the lead. 8-4 San Diego here in the seventh, his third home run of the postseason.
Manny with the exclamation point. We went to the top of the eighth inning. Padres leading 8-4. Rhys Hoskins hit a solo home run off Robert Suarez. But then it was JT Realmuto with a single. A very important double play ball turned from Manny Machado to Ha-Sung Kim to Brandon Drury. It went 5-6-3 off the bat of Bryce Harper. Suarez then struck out Nick Castellanos to end the inning. Padres took that 8-5 lead into the ninth inning. Josh Shader, whose last appearance was on Saturday in the clincher against the LA Dodgers, he struck out the side in that appearance. Well, he had to face Alec Bohm, Gene Segura, and Matt Vierling in the ninth inning trying to protect a 3-run lead. He struck out Alec Bohm, he struck out Gene Segura, and with Matt Vierling at the plate, you guessed it.
Nola an outside target, the 1-2, swung on and missed. Got him with a changeup down and away. Might have tipped it into the catcher's mitt. Either way, it doesn't matter. Josh Hader strikes out the side again. He's got 8 consecutive strikeouts going back to the Dodgers series. And most importantly, the Padres an 8-5 win here in Game 2. They have evened the NLCS at a game apiece.
And the difference between being down 0-2 heading to Philadelphia and this series being tied at 1 is simply enormous. A huge win for the San Diego Padres here in Game 2 as they beat the Phillies 8-5.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.